So if we could have your attention, we have our next speaker. This is everyone likes profiling. So Brennan is going to tell us about profiling Rust applications.
Thank you. All right, so hi, I'm Brennan. I'm going to be talking about profiling Rust applications with Parca. Has anyone here who is not an employee of the same company as me ever heard of Parca? Zero, one, two, three, okay, perfect. A few more of you hopefully will by the end of this talk. Hello, my name is Brennan Vincent. This is my email address. It'll also be at the end if you want to contact me with questions. I live in Tucson, so I had to come to Brussels to see sort of like clouds and wind and that kind of stuff. I'm a team member of Parca. Specifically, I'm a maintainer of the Parca agent kind of sub-project. And I'm employed by Polar Signals, which is the main company that funds Parca development. So first of all, what is profiling? I can give a sort of abstract definition first. Analyzing resource usage by inspecting running programs. So more concretely, what do we mean by resource usage? Various things like CPU time, memory, wall clock time, GPU utilization, whatever. Whatever's a resource on a computer that you care about being efficient with. The goal is to usually attribute resource usage to a location in the code, or even better, a stack trace. So you might want to say something like, I ran this program for X amount of time, and during that X time, for Y CPU seconds, this stack trace was visible on the, or was active on the CPU. So how do you make that visible so that people can understand it? There's a couple of kinds of visualizations. Most popular, probably annotated source or assembly listings. So saying like, this line of code took this many resources when we ran it. And flame graphs, which I'm going to go into more in a bit. There's some famous profilers that probably more of you would have heard of than Parca. There's Perf, probably the most famous one on Linux. Firefox Profiler, which is mainly for client-side JavaScript code. It's bundled in Firefox. And then there's Apple's Instruments.app for the sort of iOS, macOS, et cetera ecosystem. So here's an example of Perf and a script called flamegraph.pl, which is what I used before I heard of Parca. So this is a function that prints the 40th Fibonacci number over and over, and using a naive recursive algorithm that is very slow, but we're going to look at what it looks like in Perf. Okay. Hopefully this is visible. So, okay, everyone believes this is the same program. I'm not going to go into like the meaning of these flags, because the point of this talk is not to talk about Perf, but we'll let it run for a few seconds, kill it, and then do Perf report. And you see, this is kind of a confusing interface in my opinion, but basically 98% was in this test rust fib function. And we can annotate it and see, OK, a lot of time was spent in the function prologue, whatever, stuff like that. But like I said, I think it's a little bit of a, clunky interface. So this guy named Brendan Gregg made this tool called flamegraph.pl, which translates perf output to flame graphs. I have a screenshot of what that is. Basically, if you haven't seen a flame graph before, essentially, if one of these rectangles takes up, let's say, 60% of the width, then it means in 60% of the stack traces, that frame and everything below was like the frames that you can read off of the graphic. So like, for example, let's say at 60%, it's one of these like test rust fib that's like 15 layers up. That means that in 60%, which I'm making up, I'm just eyeballing this, but of stack traces while the profile was being taken, we had these sort of startup frames, main, pre-main, whatever, and then like 15 layers of fib. So I'll show a more realistic example. especially since I'm here to talk about Parca. So let's talk about what Parca is. So how does Parca differ from these kind of other profilers that exist like Perf? Why not just use Perf? So the first and biggest difference is that it's intended to run all the time, profiling everything on the host, which is what we call continuous profiling. Whereas Perf, it's more like, okay, I decide I want to profile something, so I'm going to run it under Perf right now. It has very low overhead. Obviously, it's going to kind of depend on what your specific workload is, but the rule of thumb we try to use is it should take less than 1% of CPU time overhead across the entire system running it all the time. Obviously, this second point is what enables the first point. And if I have time at the end, I'll try to talk about how it's implemented in such a way that the overhead can be so low. You typically have N machines sending profiles to one backend, so you run the Parca server on one machine, and then on every machine that you want to profile, you run the Parca agent pointed at the server, and it sends profiles to the backend. And the point of that is that you get a browser interface that generates flame graphs on the fly based on queries across everything that has been submitted to this backend. So you could say, for example, generate a flame graph of all the stack traces that were taken from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. yesterday on nodes that match this regex with process names that have that match some string, etc. And then it'll go back to the backend. The backend will generate the data and then render a flame graph. So let me show you a real-world example. I didn't want to use multiple machines because I thought if the conference Wi-Fi goes out, it's going to make for a bad demo. So just like believe that this could have been done on multiple machines. But it's going to be done on one machine today. So I'm going to run the Parca backends. Don't worry too much about these flags. They are all documented, but probably don't have time to go into how to configure it. Then I'm going to also run Parca agent, which has to be run as root on every machine that you want to profile. If you use Kubernetes, it's a daemon set or whatever, run it on every machine. But in this case, I'm just running it on the command line locally. OK, that's running. Now, for a workload, I'm going to run RG, which is sort of like ripgrep, across my entire file system, looking for some random string over and over. So once everything's in the file system cache, it should be taking up 10 cores or so. And then for good measure, I'm also going to run this Fibonacci program. Why not? So let's see what that looks like in Parca. This is Wikipedia. I did not invent this, unfortunately. So this is Parca. You get this sort of metrics graph here by default broken down by COM, which is Linux's kind of word for process name, roughly speaking. So the one using the most, as we expected, is RG. Then there's a test rust. That's the Fibonacci program named kind of uninspiredly. But then we have other stuff like GNOME shell, just from Ubuntu, Firefox, Parca agent itself, GNOME terminal, whatever. So you can see it's profiling everything on the system. There's a flame graph of everything going on the system, but it's a little bit more interesting if I show you the filtering logic. So like, let's do com equals the regex, RG or test rust to sort of show you